There's an old story about a comic getting ready to do the Tonight Show, and they told him, you know, he has to change the wording on this one joke. So he's like, he's I think it was Kindler maybe that told the bit that turned it into a bit, and he's in the wings, and he's like, all right,
Rob, is 10 minutes late. He had to grab an Uber.
It's okay.
I said, no problem. Just walk away.
Say vagina, don't say pussy. Say vagina, don't say pussy. He's just mantra. Say vagina, don't say pussy. He goes, lights up, show's on. I say cunt, I'm off network for 10 years.
Oh, man. That sounds like Kindler.
Hello, and welcome to Skeptically Yours, where thinking is free. Today's episode brought to you by the Big Bang.
Boom.
Sitting next to me is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the No God Band, on the inner tubes, and from our other award-winning podcast, Ardent Atheist. You can find links to our guests' website, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, subscribe to our premium 90-minute full-length episodes, and our email at skepticallyyours.net.
If you'd like to take part in a live chat moderated by the author of the blog, Comedy Obscura, Joe Swam, go to skepticallyyours.net/live and chat us up right now.
And please go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast for free. Write a review, help us get up there in the top 10 where you've never put us. You may also go to skepticallyyours.net/premium and subscribe to our premium ad-free content for a measly $10 per year.
Subscribe now or I'll sick Stephanie Tormson on you.
What can Stephanie do?
She can crush you with reason.
Oh, like she crushed that moron Adam Miller?
Now you're getting it.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there, I think. What happened?
You skipped your whole line.
I skipped a line?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm waiting for you.
Yeah.
We don't have a script or anything.
Yeah,
but
you do not want to mess with her.
Well, I know a few people who would like to mess with Stephanie.
Ah, I see what you did there.
You know you want her.
If you're a listener
who's ever been duped by anything that's been debunked on Snopes, welcome. Your ordeal is over.
Why are we sexually harassing Stephanie? We're coming to you live from E&H Studios in sunny Studio City, California at nighttime. In the Studio City tonight, we have Brett Loudermilk. Brett Loudermilk, Scott Neary, and Rob the Balloon Guy. You know these guys from the world of reason.
And showbiz.
Showbiz. So, hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Why didn't you save us, guys?
It was fun to watch.
Yeah, I know, right? You would think that I'd have 90% of that memorized by now.
Why would you have
any of that? It's show 90.
We were just...
This is the 90th show we've done.
I get what you did there.
Uh-huh.
We just had a big, long conversation about not having good memories.
What's that? We did? When? So, hi, guys.
Hi, hey. How are you?
I'm all right.
They're like asleep.
Loudermilk's looking at me like, what's happening? Why are we doing this?
Why am I in a living room?
Right, I miss now? Your mustache.
I know.
It's weird.
You know, I don't know if I do. I haven't decided yet.
Yeah?
What are you reaching for, Scott?
He was fixing these.
Oh. I was trying to.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, your earphones are too loud?
Yeah, which
number
is he? He's number three.
Right, oh, that's it.
Yeah, there
you go.
Awesome.
You can adjust it yourself.
Thank you.
So,
Kyle Delaney on the wall says he wishes he had milk in his name.
Why did you?
Okay.
Well, change your name, Kyle Delaney Milk. So, why did you change your face?
So, for those of you that don't know, which is pretty
handle
much
all fucking
of you,
bars, man.
I had a handlebar mustache and very long hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
did someone call you a douchebag or something? What happened?
I did every fucking day. It was at the point, you know, I had this thing for 6 years. I had this mustache for 6 years and the long hair. And I hadn't seen my face for a long time. And I couldn't change it. I couldn't bring myself to cut it off, even though I fucking hated it. Every time I saw...
You hated it?
I did. Every time I saw somebody else with a mustache like that, I'd go, oh, they're a fucking asshole. Like, they look like an asshole. They're horrible.
Really?
They're a horrible
See,
person.
I don't feel that way.
Yeah.
I love the whole facial thing.
Yeah. See, I didn't like it on other people. Like, I thought it looked good on me, and everybody said
so
that...
So you're
it,
not the douche.
I'm not the douche, but I thought other people thought I was the douche, because I felt like other people thought
what you
the
think.
Same yeah. way that I think.
Well, and, they do.
Yeah, right.
They do. They do. Here's my take on this. I think that the waxed mustache look absolutely elicits a guttural kind of what the fuck is wrong, especially on younger guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with that guy?
Well, it's
and then
it's,
you overcome it by meeting people.
Right. It's an attention thing. But like I'm somebody that I form snap judgments as soon as I see someone.
Oh, I see. Nah.
And I kind of stick to them unless I actually have a real conversation with the person. Then I'm like, oh, no, they're cool.
So what's next? Cool. The Hitler stash?
Yes. Okay, well. So I'm growing that in.
Tell me you did that when you shaved it off. You did for a second.
Of
you
course.
Did
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everyone should
you
do that.
You have to. Yeah, yeah. You got to see how it looks.
Just for a moment. And then
you should see my Hitler stash.
It smells good. So
that's good to know. Jeez,
but
so glad.
But I the reason I cut it off was because I got cast in a new show called Band of Magicians. And it's basically a boy band of four magicians, and they didn't want somebody that looked like a magician.
Oh, I see.
So
I
had to change my face.
So like clean cut young
clean
kid,
cut young guy. And now I'm going to be touring in New Zealand and starting in August.
Is there? Do they have they want young? Like, what's the age ranges of you guys, of the boy band?
I don't know if the others would appreciate me saying how old they are.
Don't do it.
But everyone looks...
You haven't even started the tour yet. Yeah, you don't want to be kicked off.
No, everybody looks young.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Most of them look young.
Most of them, okay.
It's really funny.
I see.
A magician boy band concept.
Can you
corporate magic.
Can you tell us
that's what this is?
That is funny.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what the show is like a little bit? What do you do?
Yeah, it's this really fun concept where it's not just an average magic show where you have act. It's a collaboration of the four parts. So there are effects that we do in the show that require the participation of four actual magicians to make it work.
I see.
So it's four people doing something that's greater than the sum of their parts. It's a pretty cool thing.
And who's
that's
doing...
a lot of midgets to employ.
And who's doing the choreography or the magicography or who's making that shit up?
All of us. I mean, we all.
You guys design your magic. You don't have a magic designer.
Well,
involved?
we have consultants, but okay. The four people in the cast are James Galea, who is also the creator and one of the producers of the show. Then there's Adam Mata, who is also an Australian magician, along with James. Then there is Ben Hanlon, who has a television show in England called Tricked. And it's like a practical joke magic show where he wears disguises and does things to people.
Uh-huh.
Scott just discovered we have video.
Yeah, I look like I'm wearing a lady's top.
Yeah. Show the nips.
Yeah.
When you walked in, I thought, gay douchebag.
Wait, I'm not a douchebag anymore. No, I don't have a mustache.
It's because he's talked to you.
Yeah. It got real green roomy quickly, didn't it?
And then Ben Hanlon has this TV show, and then there's me, who nobody knows. But
so you're the one with the shitty accent on the show.
I'm the one with... I'm standing out because mysterious. I have the shitty accent. I'm mysterious.
I can't wait till you get back from the tour and you're all fucking, you know, Barbie this and... Well, it's not Barbie. You're going to New Zealand.
I'm going to New Zealand.
I can't... What is the phrase?
They talk about prawns.
Prawns. Mm-hmm. Kiwi this and...
Prawn cocktail.
Yeah.
See,
no
that was,
rules,
that was
just right.
Can any of us do... I don't think anyone at this table can actually just drop into a New Zealand accent.
I don't claim to.
You gotta go real high there, you know?
Yeah, you gotta go high.
You gotta go high.
Like, say, you just gotta, like, you gotta fuck everything up.
Well,
like,
you'll have it when you get back.
Yeah, I'll be able to do it.
It's gonna be great. I think you'll just be doing it.
And have you already done any shows, or is this not started yet? What's going on?
No. It's so we do basically 2 weeks in Sydney to prepare for... the 4 weeks in New Zealand.
Okay.
But all the other guys flew to the States, and we filmed a TV commercial.
I saw it.
Did a photo shoot and all that stuff.
Looked gigantic.
Yeah. So it's very exciting. It's a big budget thing, and it's a big show. A lot of cool tricks and stuff. So
yeah, it looks like the set reminded me of like America's Got Talent with like explosions on the side and like a huge ass.
What's
stage
the name of the show again?
Neon
it's
lights.
Called Band of Magicians.
That's great.
Yeah, you can find that commercial.
Yes,
you do that.
Yeah,
you
find
do that,
commercial. That
shit.
You could just talk while I do it, and it would seem really cool that Bibbidi we just had it ready.
Yeah, well, no, because I like to spoil people.
Yeah, we could all just
type it into Giggle.
Yeah, so there were...
put it on Giggle and figure it out.
It should be on their Facebook. It'll be on the Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
There it is.
I'll find it.
Have you been doing any local shows at all? No. Or?
I've been doing...
Whoa!
Jeez. That wasn't it.
That's not it?
That's not it.
What is that? That looks cool.
Yeah. That's not it, though.
I want to see that show.
No, that's not it. That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. That's not it. No, you go to the if you go to the Facebook page, you'll
cool.
You'll find would it be on their website? Accurate one. I don't know if the website has been updated yet because we're still pretty far away from the actual tour.
Yeah, it's in New Zealand. No shit.
Yeah. have I been doing local shows? I've been doing Scott Neary's Booby Trap.
Yes.
Scott Neary's Booby Trap.
I saw you on Scott Neary's Booby Trap.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. That show was really fun.
Yeah,
Scott,
you.
Tell us about that show.
It's a show featuring Brett Loudermilk and several other of the best. Several of the best live performers in the world. I'm trying to bring together Cirque du Soleil kind of acts and people from Cirque du Soleil, people from the Magic Castle and Comedy Central and all kinds of different amazing live performers who can come in and bring it. Everybody gets 4 minutes, and it's high energy and chaotic, and it's really cheap also to go.
I think my favorite was the family of jugglers that you brought in when mm-hmm. I was there. It was like a mom, a dad, and two little boys. And the kids were so cute because they were like, you know, if they were backstage, you wouldn't see all their hand gestures and they're pointing like, come on, Bobby. It's time. We have to go up there now. Come on, Bobby.
Yeah. They're just standing there on the
side. They're like, just standing on the side and they're like watching. What the oldest one is like, come on. We have to go over there now. It was really cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Calvins, the Calvin family. They're amazing. And
I couldn't imagine like putting on a juggling act with all of my family and getting along.
Yeah.
They probably don't.
They probably fight constantly.
The only show business family that ever got along well was the Aristocrats.
Yeah, that's yeah. That's not real.
Here's the commercial. Let's check it out.
Okay.
All right.
Hello everybody and welcome to Band of Magicians. It's a really exciting time for magic. You will see something you've never seen before. This is the first time these performers have ever been in New Zealand. There's four magicians, four times as much magic. You guys are going to love it.
Are you ready for a miracle?
Are you ready for a miracle?
So you may notice that my sound bite is only, you're going to love it.
Yeah, right.
Because everything else that I was saying was completely unusable. Yeah. I was not taking it seriously, just saying really mean things about the other cast members.
Oh, no.
But, I mean, they were there. I was just doing it in front of them, but I wasn't really thinking about, like, oh, I should probably say something that's good and usable.
The audience was CGI'd, I see that.
Yeah, the audience was totally, they were all, like, blow-up dolls.
I noticed a lot of hats. There's a lot of hats in this show.
Guys wearing hats, huh?
Not me. Not me. James Galea definitely wears a hat all the time.
Cool.
So
what are you looking at, Scott?
You have your own camera. Every time you talk, the camera goes on to you. So say something.
Hey, I love being on the camera.
What are you doing? What are you doing, Scott? Are you working on anything?
He's doing the booby trap.
Scott Neary's booby trap. Boobytrapshow.com.
Got it.
There's a video.
There is a video?
Yeah.
We're going to have to look. We're going to have to look that up.
Boobytrapshow.com.
Scott Neary's Booby Trap Show.
Scott Neary's Booby Trap Show. It was really good. You should buy a ticket.com.
Cirque du Soleil meets
Comedy Central, Magic Castle.
Meet
your friends. The idea is like I can bring in really great performers for a really great audience for really cheap if everybody makes it fun and plays along. Yeah. So I realized that, and I wanted to make the show.
Were you just remembering a shitty show when you said that? Because it seems like you were hearkening back to when the audience sucked.
Oh, not with Booby Trap.
Okay,
no.
Good.
No, Booby Trap is amazing every time.
But the
Heather's seen it.
Yeah, she liked it. But the I've been in a lot of shows, and I've done like I do corporate performing, and I do all kinds of stuff. And it's boobytrapshow.com.
Got it.
And there's a lot of pretension that happens in live entertainment, and there's a lot of complication that happens in live entertainment, and all that stuff costs money.
Right.
So this takes out all the fanciness, all the self-importance, and makes it just a bunch of people doing stuff that they like doing.
Yeah. And you don't have to be awesome at your number. You can come and work on your number on the stage, and people are very forgiving, which is nice because, you know, it's a cheap show, so.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a good place to work things out.
Yeah, and the people that are coming in and working on new things are awesome. Yeah. So, like, you could watch, like, think of, like, you'd watch Steve Martin do anything for 4 minutes on stage. It would be amazing. So, like, that's kind of the idea. Like, you get to watch somebody dangling from a rope from the ceiling and trying something new, which is also dangerous.
Yes. That's amazing. Oh, and that awesome. Lady
yeah,
was... It's,
yeah.
She was whipping that rope around.
Yeah.
And I just knew that people were going to get, like, kicked in the eye with the end of the rope.
Yeah.
Black now, I know we normally, you know, this is an audio podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But when you listen live, we do run video that you can check out and you can watch live video. That's the only time you can ever see the video we run. But right now we've gone to boobytrapshow.com and we're going to check it out. Here it is.
Previously on Scott Nary's Booby Trap.
Jugglers.
Lady hanging from a rope. People cheering.
Cheering.
I'm Scott Nary, and while you're sitting at home watching internet videos, I'm working on my show. It's Scott Nary's Booby Trap. It's a real show. It's happening on Wednesday at Echo Park every Wednesday. I've got performers from Cirque du Soleil, from The Magic Castle, from Comedy Central. That's my shopping list. I've got to eat. I'm fueling up. It's a show. It's a big show. And this show is built on a new idea coming at you. You won't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. It's a party. $10 to get in, and you get 2 free beers with that. It's crazy. So come out. It's a show. It's Scott Nary's Booby Trap.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Booby Trap.
I fucking love your style. I mean, is it deconstructionist? I mean, have you thought much about what you do?
Yeah, I think I thought about what I do.
I mean, a lot of artists don't talk about their style, their approach, and that sort of thing. That's what I meant by that. And what you do. I worked with, you know who Craig Anton is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I worked with Craig Anton for years doing a college tour. You very much remind me of Craig in that sense. Lo-fi is the wrong word. I cannot think of the right word, but it's just so fucking unique and really, really good.
Thanks.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I call it guerrilla filmmaking and guerrilla, you know, performing. You just get that shit going. You grab it. You put the shit together. You put on a damn tie and you go out there and you do it.
Well, yeah. I love it. Like in one of the moments of this video, you're leaning way, way down and talking into a microphone, really, really low.
Yeah.
And that's it. Really, that kind of humor to me is genius and subtle and brilliant and. Some people don't know that. One time I was working with James Inman. He was a very young comic in Kansas City. He's a brilliant stand-up comic.
By the way, this is Skeptically Yours.
Yeah. We're not talking any skeptic stuff yet. Inman, early in his career, and he didn't do it on purpose. This was not functional. This was just a practical move on his part. Mm-hmm. But it was brilliantly funny. He walks out, and he takes the mic out of the stand. And again, this isn't necessarily amateur comic behavior.
Right.
It's just kind of disconnected from reality behavior, right? And he takes the mic out of the stand and he fusses with it for a second and notices the cabling is wrapped around the thing. And all of us would just whip, 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 and we'd take it right off and we'd set the mic to the side.
Yeah.
He walks around the microphone stand.
Right.
One of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. once... And we all lost it. Every comic in the room, every audience member lost their shit when he did that. And he was kind of a deadpan comic. And later on, when we were touring, I said, you got to do the walk around the microphone stand thing again. And he never, ever captured the brilliance of what he had done
right. When
he consciously tried to do it. It never worked when he did it the other way.
Yeah.
It's really weird. So... anyway, I love your style. Yeah,
thanks.
I know. Heather's pointing at that. Why are you pointing at that?
Do something?
We need to do a break.
All right, we'll do the break. You're listening to Skeptically Yours on SkepticallyYours.net and available to the iTunes Store. More after this unavoidable irritation.
Good news, everyone.
That's right, good news indeed. We have a premium ad-free service. We do the show for 90 minutes, and you'll be able to listen to the live show and or download the first hour free from iTunes. The premium service will allow you to subscribe to the full 90-minute ad-free show. It's only $10 per year, and during the premium service, you will not hear that airplane. If you want to support us, please go to skepticallyyours.net/premium and subscribe. How many faith healers does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
None. You can't change a light bulb with fake magic, assholes.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience, like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs. But we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
And now back to Skeptically Yours, where thinking is free. We're talking with Brett Loudermix. God damn it.
Did you do that on purpose?
We are talking to Brett Loudermark.
Louder.
What the hell? We're talking to Brett Loudermark. God damn it. It's
Emery.
Not even funny anymore. Scott Neary and Rob the Balloon Guy.
God, Rob is being so quiet.
Oh, he's always
quiet.
He's, once he starts squeaking, though, you'll know he's here.
Yeah.
So it's a gag we do every time someone's late.
Yeah.
Pretend there. I want to talk about Stephanie Guttormson. Weird
Yay,
name, cool lady.
Stephanie.
Stephanie is. We talked about her on the
nice
last show.
Lady.
On episode 89, we gave a lot of attention to this. I'm glad to report that.
Did you say episode 29?
No, I might have. There's no. I have no memory.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, right.
On episode Giggle, we. I'm doing callbacks to the conversations we had before the show.
Yes.
That's just wrong. So Stephanie was being sued by Adam Miller because she had put up these videos deconstructing his stupid claims, just completely embarrassing him, and with reason, with logic, with science, with facts, and he sued her. They call it a slap suit. It's an attempt to silence somebody's dissent against what you're doing. And she did a fundraiser, raised $26,000 in a couple of weeks, and got a lawyer. And the lawyer was back and forth with his lawyer. And just a couple days ago, or maybe a week ago, the guy, Adam Miller, I don't want to say anything, you know, that will cause litigious problems here. So I'll just say he's an asshole, cunt, piece of shit, motherfucker.
Douchebag.
Douchebag is no. He's not a douchebag.
No,
he doesn't have a mustache. So he dropped the suit, and what that means is that Stephanie won. Stephanie fucking beat him back. He was trying to silence her. It didn't work. She's not taking her videos down. That was my thing. Did you agree to take the videos down? And she did not. He just dropped the suit. It doesn't necessarily mean it's over. When someone hits you with a slap suit, they can come back 6 months later. There's a window of opportunity for them to come back and reopen the lawsuit. So that money's going to go to good use. Here's why I wanted to mention Stephanie again today. Her videos are great. And by that, I'm talking about the content is phenomenal.
Yes.
She really, really tears into bad ideas,
she's
bullshit claims.
Really smart.
Yeah.
She's pretty.
She's drop-dead gorgeous. And She's making these videos by herself with no background in video production or audio production. So she's got a microphone that she can use on her computer that's quite a distance from where she's sitting. She has this one little camera that she's using. She is amazing. She also works for the Richard Dawkins Foundation.
Yes.
So she's a big activist skeptic. Here's what she needs. Here's what I want people to do who are listening. Listen to me carefully. Yes, we raised $26,000 plus for her legal defense against Adam Cunt Miller. But she needs better equipment.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm asking our listeners, if you can do it, if you can afford it, if you appreciate the work that she's doing, let's get a couple grand in her pocket to go buy better equipment so that she's not out of pocket. I know she doesn't have money. I know that she struggles financially. I'm probably pissing her off by saying this publicly. So I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. Fuck you. Here's the deal. If you can help her, just reach out to Stephanie, ask her how you can send her some money. It doesn't matter how much. If you can afford something, send it to her so that she can put that toward the equipment that she needs to make really, really high quality video. I'm going to offer, I've already offered my services to her with regard to advising her on editing and those sorts of things. She's not a professional editor and she's doing it all by herself. I've told her to let me see her first cuts so I can give her advice. That I can offer. She needs to get some good material, some good equipment to make much better video so that she can end up pissing off as many faith-healing, jag-off, moron, thieving cunts as possible. So that's my plea to you. Please help out. Stephanie Guttormson.
Rob, all you've right. been so quiet.
Yeah. I have been.
What do you think about all this?
tell us about what we've been talking about, Rob.
Everything has been great and terrible, depending on your perspective.
What's your perspective?
My perspective is that good things are amazing and that terrible things...
Hold for plane. Hold for plane.
No, we can't hold for
plane. Okay. Hold for Rob plane.
Planes, yeah, hold for Rob. Planes are terrible right now because we're trying to record, so...
Yeah. Yeah, I see how you do that. That's good. It's a good philosophy you seem to be building your life around.
Thank you. I hope to be president, so everyone should love me.
President of what?
Something.
That's a fair question. Everybody presumes it's president of the United States, and that's not necessarily right.
That's true. That was what I was thinking, but it might be something else.
Yeah.
I'm president of my sole proprietorship company, Scott Neri Entertainment.
Scott Neri Entertainment. Mm-hmm. That's a good name.
I'm running for president of Scott Neri Entertainment.
Should we have a re-election?
Everybody loves you. No, I think you're going to get it.
Let's ask the CEO what he thinks of that. So, Rob, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for making
Tell us what you've been doing.
Yeah.
I've been...
Are you in a boy balloon band?
Why are you late?
I was late because...
Somebody kidnapped the balloon guy?
I was here the whole time.
Who was your Uber driver?
My Uber driver was...
Armenian?
I believe so. He accidentally canceled the trip and then had to regain the trip.
Were you in the car at the time?
Yes. It was extremely awkward.
Everything turns blue at that moment.
Much like myself.
It's a big blue void that you're in until he can reconnect.
I'm canceling this trip. Sorry, man.
I'm going to blame it on the ghost that we did not hunt last night. Because I went ghost hunting for the first time.
You did not?
You did?
Yes.
Really?
Wait. With who, and was this an organization? Was it a friend? What, tell us the story. Tell
a couple of friends.
Okay.
When's the ghost season? I don't even know.
Yeah, was it a legal ghost hunt?
I am no expert. It was completely...
How many did you bag?
It was completely legal because the gate was open, so we just walked in.
What? No, okay, first I have to ask this.
Okay.
I'm going to ask this of you first. Do you believe in ghosts?
I have never had any experience with ghosts, so I currently do not believe in ghosts.
Okay.
If I do see a ghost, then maybe I will believe.
So evidence is what you base your life choices and ideas on?
Yes.
Yeah. Does anyone else here believe in ghosts?
No.
No?
No. No? I don't even believe in deer, so I don't... I just go hunting for whatever.
I did see a deer, but I can't inform your perspective, so just watch out.
So did you have like e meter? Not an e meter, but like a, you know.
He's not a Scientologist.
Yeah.
No. What are some of the tools of the trade? They use.
I think they use infrared.
They light
use
infrared, meters.
Yeah, no, like
cold and hot
thermometers.
Meters.
Yeah,
thermometers.
EKGs.
I think thermometer would be the right word.
Thermometer.
We used our eyes.
Used your eyes.
Yes,
that's like the shittiest ghost hunt ever.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta get some equipment, man.
So how did this all begin? How did this start?
A friend of mine was like, "Hey, want to come ghost hunting?" And I was like, "Sure." Why not?
Where did you go?
Did you make that face when you said it? Because that's kind of
yes,
telling.
I did.
All right, I got you.
We went to the Waddles Mansion in Hollywood.
Okay.
Waddles Mansion
sounds.
Is this a big empty mansion?
Sometimes they rent it out for weddings and stuff,
film shoots and porn.
Yes.
So wait, did you?
And it's half full of ghosts.
Was this like a B&E situation? Did you like?
No, we just
B&E.
Breaking the internet.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Now we know a little more about you.
Yeah.
We've all been in the cage.
That's why you shaved the mustache off.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh wait, that's Brett. Shit. Sorry.
Hey Rob, nice to meet you.
Oh hi.
Yeah.
It's the new.
Good
less
to see you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. We've met before. I'm
yes.
sorry.
It's actually, I first met Brett when he had no mustache, so I don't know what I'm.
Did you?
Yes.
This is the new Brett.
I don't remember.
A third less douchey than the old Brett.
Yeah, there was no B&E involved at all because the gate was open to the park, so we just walked in.
So you walked around. You're looking for ghosts. I'm presuming based on the fact that you don't believe in them.
I was just looking for a good time.
Ah, was this a girl that invited you?
Yes.
Oh,
I believe in those.
Yeah. No wonder you said yes.
Yep.
So she believes in ghosts, obviously.
We did hear a scream.
Was there ectoplasm involved a little bit?
No, it was one of the girls.
Wait a minute. Yep. The scream was coming from inside the group.
Yes.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And yeah. So it was a fun time. No,
that's pretty great.
No ghosts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm. Who would have thought?
So, yeah.
Next time, invite a ghost on your journey.
Ghost trip, yeah.
I know.
Can help you find them.
I came up with a plan, though, to get kicked out of the Magic Castle, which involves ghosts.
what?
I don't understand.
And
what's
why?
Happening.
I'm listening.
You should tell our listeners.
You have our
so
attention.
Everybody knows how to get kicked out of the
Okay, so if you want to get kicked out of the Magic Castle,
take off a shoe.
Yes,
throw a shoe.
I figured
at
out what your style is. It's obviousist. Obvious. You're an obvious comic.
You're an obviousist.
Obvious.
Yes. So the Magic Castle has a ghost that plays the piano, Irma.
Yes.
So when I want to get kicked out of the Magic Castle, I am going to put on a sheet, cut a couple holes in it, and just sit in Irma's chair and start playing the piano.
That's awesome. Perfect. But you're going to be kicked out for looking like the KKK, I think, is what's going to be happening there.
Probably. I'll get kicked out for not being in dress code.
Right. Yeah, they have a dress
big.
Code. That doesn't cover it. You have to have a jacket on over the sheet.
Yeah, the jacket
and
a tie around them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless it's casual Friday, which doesn't really matter.
By the way, it'd be genius if you were wearing a jacket and a tie and the sheet. That would be really...
Or a dress, because Irma is a lady.
Oh, right.
She is.
Right, and no one
cocktail
can tell
dress.
Just by looking at your eyes that, well, maybe. I don't know. All right, we'll be back right
he has
after.
Manly eyes.
He does have manly eyes. That's why I stopped in my tracks there. You're listening to Skeptically Yours on SkepticallyYours.net and available to the iTunes Store. More after this insufferable disruption. Have you heard of our other award-winning podcast, Ardent Atheist? Well, you have now. Go check it out. Go to www.ardentatheist.com. Adam Miller.
That's not a joke.
Yes. Yes, he is.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest,
We give kids the traditional camp experience, like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs. But we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
And now... not on. And now back to Skeptically Yours, where thinking is free. We're talking with Brett Loudermilk.
Oh, you did it right. I can't believe it.
Scott Nari and Rob the Belongard.
Yes.
Jerk. So how long have you been guarding balloons? Why are you called Rob the Balloon Guy?
Because...
do you steal from them?
No.
Okay. I'm confused by your title.
My name is Rob, and okay. I am a balloon guy.
You make the balloons?
I do, and...
well, you don't make the balloon.
No, yes, that's actually something I pointed out in the past. I don't actually make them. I turn them into things, but I buy them pre-made.
Right.
Cool.
Because making them is tough.
That was a really nice way of saying you're stealing a shitty audience member's joke.
Huh. Yes.
Oh.
I will use that for no money, so thanks, Brett.
Where do you work?
I work all over the place. Private events, birthday parties of children.
Yeah.
I twist balloons on Universal City Walk quite a bit.
Cool.
So
to twist balloons on City Walk, do you have to get like a permit to work up there?
No, you have to be part of their street performers program.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Oh, that's all right. Go ahead.
I'm putting on Instagram a selfie right now if anybody wants to look.
Oh.
My Instagram name is Scott Nary.
Scott Nary. Two T's.
S-C-O-T.
One T.
Yes. N is a nipple. E-R-Y. And you can... I have a selfie that I'm putting up right now. So if anybody wants to look through the archives or is on the streaming...
Like right
Scott
now?
Scott Nary on Instagram.com.
All right.
It's not up yet.
Yeah.
I'm refreshing right now.
Just
Why
keep on
you,
refreshing.
You weirdos. Okay, nope, this is us refreshing.
Is there a Skeptically Yours Instagram?
No.
Skeptically account?
Why don't we have an Instagram account?
Do we? I don't know. Well, why don't look at me? Am I the producer?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll make one.
I never got into Instagram, and I feel kind of bad about it.
Oh, it's so wonderful.
I have it. I have an account. I just don't use it.
Well, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know.
You don't use it.
I just don't use it.
It's like Twitter. I don't use Twitter at all.
What?
Yeah, I don't
really?
Use Twitter.
You really should.
So you and I are...
We're opposites.
Yeah, we're opposite morons where that's concerned. Twitter's amazing.
There with you, Brett.
You don't like Twitter?
I don't... I like it, but I use Instagram more.
I see. Is it an age difference?
It's better
visually. Sorry to interrupt, Rob.
Oh, it's okay. Go ahead.
I just finished posting it.
Hey, sorry to interrupt, Scott. I just liked it.
Good. What's your username? Let me look that up.
Okay.
You know, I really love the idea of doing the show exactly like this all the way to the end now. There's two things I've wanted to do, and one of these days I'm just going to commit to it. One of them was doing a character the entire show, all the way through.
Just one character.
That character.
That's a Berenstain Bear.
Yeah, right? With no apologies, doing it all the way through. And we've had, why can't I think of Jimmy Palombi's name? We've had Jimmy Palombi. Does anyone know Jimmy?
No.
Palombi.
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 Jimmy. I know, Jimmy.
Jimmy Palombi. I met.
Hey, Emery, I hate to interrupt.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
But I just... posted a selfie of all of us at the table on my Instagram account, which is at Loudermilk, LOUDERMILK,
right,
on Instagram,
right,
and you can like it right now.
Okay, so let me get on there and do that.
Yeah, it's
a selfie, right, cool.
He's making fake
as many details.
He's making fake taps on his phone because he doesn't have Instagram.
I do too. I have Instagram.
Well, let me get on that. Tippity tappity tap.
No, no, I'm doing it. I swear.
Oh, Rob Balchunas just liked it.
I did.
Wow.
I did also. S-C-O-T-N-E-R-Y.
Oh.
On Instagram?
This is great. On Instagram.
Okay. Also, oh, I look great in that picture. Yes, love and share.
Ooh. I've got 3 likes. This is great. Emery, really I'm waiting on yours.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hate to interrupt, but I just sent a message to you, Scott, on OKCupid.
That's okay. Let's see here.
My account
Pantsless
is...
Pantsless Wonder?
Is yeah, no, 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 no. That's a, Bottoms Hard.
Bottoms Hard.
That's my account.
Sorry to interrupt. Oh, I'm interrupt all the laughing.
I thought that was Bottom Shard.
I just... sorry, I just regrammed a Brett Loudermilk Instagram of all of us talking and posted it on my Instagram, which is R-O-B-B-A-L-C-H-U-N-A-S, which is my name. And I couldn't find here as a location to check in, so I just said we're at Tikino.
Oh, yeah, we should have a location.
I do, we do.
A long time ago,
it's
right?
It's E&H Studios.
But I don't think our location hasn't been established on there.
On Instagram? Or on Facebook?
Instagram.
Well, no, we haven't done it on Instagram. Right.
Okay.
Tikino.
What? We're not there.
Oh, Carolyn Gale likes it.
Oh. Hi, Carolyn. Oh, by the way, Zynga Man on the wall just said, I love the Atheist Selfie Facebook page. I have an Atheist Selfie Facebook page on Facebook. So you join in for those people who love to post selfies of themselves. Oh, and God. Every day you post a couple of selfies. So every morning when you wake up and you're in bed and you're like, I just
look at me,
selfie.
I don't believe in God.
Yeah, look at me, I'm an atheist.
Oh my God, hey, look, Jesus sucks.
Kinda.
Hey, sorry, I skipped a day. I had a little moment of faith. Wish you could have seen my face.
Now, right. I would like to point out that I was already following you on Instagram, by the way. Just
were
so
you?
Yeah, just so you know that.
Oh.
Yeah. I happen to. I didn't just follow. I did just follow you.
Do you follow me?
Thanks.
I don't know.
Nope. Nope.
Well, I just
nope.
I wish I knew more about that. I just
nope.
Don't. Yeah, I don't know.
You like what's
a lot. A lot. Yeah, it's my favorite position.
You like you like the video
Bottoms.
App, what you call it? That you use
oh,
all the
Periscope?
Time. No, the...
Oh, Vine.
Damn it.
You
I was
like
just
Vine.
About to do the Periscope interruption.
You like Vine.
I love
like,
Vine.
It's like Vine without video, although you can also do video.
I liked right. Vine for like 2 months.
You got tired of it.
I got tired of it, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Periscope is the weirdest fucking thing.
Yeah, I haven't been on it in a while. But in fact, we're going to finish a Vine tonight with someone else's help here tonight. One of us is, we need someone to hold the camera while we finish up one that I made with my daughter last week.
Okay.
Happy birthday, by the way, to Blythe Renee. She is my daughter. I fucked her mom. And she just turned another year older yesterday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
And
happy
you just birthday. Abandoned her? Is that how you fucked her?
No, that's...
That's what happened
that
afterwards.
Must be really yeah,
that's, it's weird how he nailed that on the head too.
Yes,
that's
kinda,
really weird.
Yeah.
So, all right. I liked Periscope. We did a show using Periscope with.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with.
I bet that killed your battery.
We was, didn't use it on our. We did the.
She brought her phone. I connected it up in our bedroom and put it on a little stand on a mic stand in the bedroom, and she does all her shows from a bed.
So you're a cam girl.
Not really.
No, it wasn't me.
I'll think of her name. Singleton. Michelle. Jessica Michelle Singleton.
Yes.
Comedian.
She's a comedian. She's really funny. And
really
she's
funny.
Really nice and great. You guys should get to know her.
She sounds really funny and nice.
Yeah.
He believes in women.
You should get to know her.
Should get to know her.
You know, you guys are skeptics. You ever get out to the Amazing Meeting? I know you do, Brett. You were there.
I went to the Amazing Meeting the day after my show in Vegas closed.
That's right, because we were hanging out that day.
Aww.
Yeah. You were hanging out in the podcast suite with us when we
were
there.
I was hanging out in the podcast suite. It was great. It was sweet.
He's just giving the
peace
sign.
Peace sign?
Yeah.
Oh, 2 minutes. 2 minutes for the break.
And you know what? Here's the thing. I had a great time.
Uh-huh.
However, I didn't think there would be a gathering that was like worse than a gathering of magicians.
Really? Why do you say that?
You've never been to a balloon convention.
Tell me. You think magicians are socially awkward?
Oh yeah.
You get together a bunch of atheists
and skeptic nerds,
right. And skeptic nerds.
Yeah.
And it's the it's amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing to me. I mean, like, you guys are. I could have a conversation with you, but there were several conversations that I tried to have
that didn't quite work.
I was very uncomfortable. And just had to leave. It was very strange.
That's funny. Is it maybe because you didn't know anybody, or
it may have been that I didn't know anybody. It was for me a very strange group of people.
Yes.
I had never been exposed to that many skeptics in one place, I guess.
And they're from all over the world.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's like a language barrier sometimes. Yeah,
and
I ate this weird
this guy gave me this weird candy.
That was my friend. Yeah. That was my friend. He was handing out candy to everybody.
Yep. Musk sticks.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
God damn. That's those awful. Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt you guys, but I want to let you know that we're all live on Periscope now.
Oh, hi.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry to interrupt that announcement.
Oh no, it's okay.
I just charged myself $1 on Square.
Okay.
So
great. Congratulations.
I saw you didn't swipe, so did you just enter in the number?
Yeah.
Okay.
I get 97 cents back.
Sweet. You're just contributing to the cause.
Yeah, you know that's a loss.
Hmm?
You're taking a loss.
Not necessarily. I mean, I had fun with it. It was cheaper than a
but
movie.
Here's the question. Did you have 3 cents worth of fun? I mean, because that's the you gotta do the math on these things to figure out what the value of.
Yeah. I need a scale. Like, how much is this show worth?
How much
is skeptically yours worth? And then I can figure out whether the Square thing was worth it.
Right, right. In recent studies. I'm not going any further.
I don't do that.
So I hate to interrupt you guys, but I want to finish talking about Tam. So we're going to Tam again this year.
Cool.
And we're going to do the podcast thing again. We have a nice suite, and they're at the Tropicana this year. So
really?
Yeah, they've changed their location, changed some things around, but we're going to be there, just like old times.
Tam straight.
Tam Street. Jamie Ian Swiss is going to be there. Randy, of course. George
Rab. Rob, actually. George Rob.
Yes.
Dean Cameron will be
Dean
there.
Cameron
I will be running the board for that show.
Dean Cameron is great.
He's doing the spam, scam, scam.
Cy Babe will be there. She's hot and up and coming.
Oh, man.
She's the one who took down the Food Babe.
Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt, but it's time for a break. You're listening to Skeptically Yours on SkepticallyYours.net and available to the iTunes Store. More after this intolerable intermission. And now, a special announcement.
This is a big super shout-out to some of our listeners. Carl Barrett, Steffa Bunny, Lesbian SJW in a Prius, Quantum Butt Plug, Danielle Lucas, Gay for Papa Emeritus III, Kyle Delaney, Perry Dilliolilla, Friar Lance, Atheist Community of Colorado Springs, FC Semen Stains, I am, and Joe Swam. These were some of the names of the people hanging out in the Skeptic Tank during the last show. Thanks for being there, everybody.
And now, back to Skeptically Yours, where thinking is free. We're talking with Brett Loudermilk's... Why do I keep doing that?
Sorry to interrupt. His name is Brett Loudermilk.
Oh, right. We're talking with Brett Loudermilk, Scott Neary, and Rob the Balloon Guy. And by that, I mean take his money.
No.
Everyone does this joke, right? I'm
just
a hack.
Yes.
I'm just a shitty,
That's why
hack.
I had to put it on my business card.
It's quite funny.
Which got you on the top of Reddit.
It did.
Front page of Reddit,
it,
ladies and
it
gentlemen.
It took the Pope to overtake my top space
Screw
on Reddit.
That guy.
Wow.
Okay, sorry to interrupt everybody, but I just terminated the Periscope show that we were doing, and it's currently uploading. So, you can check that out.
So anyway, go to Tam.
Yeah.
Amazingmeeting.com.
We're going to be at TAM. We're going to be recording.
Oh, man. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
You're not going.
Hmm?
You're not going.
No.
No, I was told you were not allowed.
They're having a pay t-shirt contest, though. It's going to be really good.
A what t-shirt?
A pay t-shirt contest. You can pay for a t-shirt. It's going to be hot.
That's great.
And while we're talking about skeptic conferences, I want to just tell you a little bit about what I did this weekend.
Hey, honey, what'd you do this weekend?
Wendy Hughes, my best friend, was graciously I don't even know what I'm talking about. She bought me a ticket. So we went to this skeptic conference held by the Skeptic Society, Michael Shermer's Dilio, and it was really great. It was a whole day of speakers and lecturers, and I got to hear a lot of people who I'd
already
never seen
it
before, especially...
Yeah, I've done that.
A great mathematician guy, and I can't remember his name right now. And then there was John McWhorter, who is a linguist, and I'd never heard of him before, but now I have, and he's really cool. Now we're Facebook friends. It's so cool. And I think that you should hook yourself up with skeptic.com, and if you're in this area, go see some of their lectures. They're really, 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 really good. And then we went on a geology tour.
My girlfriend went on a geology tour, and all I got was this crappy rock.
Hey, the rock is not crappy. It's
no,
magnetic.
It's amazing.
It's magnetic. You can
magnets stick to this rock.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
The geology tour was led
by... Wow.
It's like a refrigerator, but smaller.
She found it in the desert.
I did. The geology tour was led by Donald Prothero, who's been on our show several times.
Don rocks. He's also going to be in my movie.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. Shermer
led
Don the
whole...
Is that
Don't
what
you?
It's called?
A Don rocks? This, yes. Now it is.
That's a Don rock.
He dons rocks sometimes.
Frankie Marino did performances.
Here's how closely Heather paid attention to the geology tour. She brought me back a rock. She was very excited. She pulled it out of her purse. She held it up.
Actually,
she goes, look what I brought for you. And I said, a rock? And she goes, it's better than a rock. And she walks over to the casino machine, and she takes one of our
magnets
and shows me that it's magnetic. And I said, wow, that's cool. What's it made of? And she says, I have no idea.
I said metal.
No, you
rock
didn't.
Stuff.
No.
Rock
you, first you said you don't know.
Yeah, well, I wasn't
Then you
listening.
Started making shit up.
I wasn't listening, actually, on the geology tour. I was just playing with rocks.
Yeah.
I said Frankie Marino was there, but I don't think he was. There was some other group
Frankie
there
Marino.
That was also really, really cool.
Frankie Marino, isn't say. That the guy?
He has a one-man show at, like...
Yeah, he wasn't there, though. It was someone else. Jack Valore is a great musician.
Never mind. Wait, isn't he the female impersonator?
Oh, the Stratosphere.
At the Stratosphere?
He wasn't there.
He wasn't there.
Did you just out someone?
No.
Oh, okay.
He's a drag queen, and he does a few different characters.
Cool. I'm seeing his picture here. He'd look good in a dress.
Yeah. Next time Donald Prothero is on here, we'll have him tell you what the rock is made of. So
that's what I
want to
do.
Shut the hell up.
Don's coming on the show. He's going to tell us what that rock is made of.
It's made of a refrigerator.
And I was
going
to say, could you put that rock back over there? But I wanted to put it this way.
Refrigerate.
Will you get my rocks off that table?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Hey, Emery.
Yeah.
How's that last time I was at TAM, you guys were working with...
Ryan Bell.
Ryan Bell.
Yes.
Yes. How is that going? You were
fantastic.
A...
Yesterday, we went out to Pasadena.
At the Skeptic Convention.
At the Skeptic Convention. And we shot on video. We shot Dawkins, Richard Dawkins.
Yep.
And Lawrence Krauss for the movie.
Finally.
We shot them for the film.
Yeah.
We've been shooting a lot of people. We still we have him as a solid I want to do it, but we haven't gotten him yet to sit down for our cameras, but we're going to be shooting Odenkirk next.
Bob Odenkirk.
Missy Odenkirk.
Jeff Schwartz. He was at the Skeptic
May the
Convention.
Jeff be with
he was
you.
On the geology tour, and he says the rock is magnetite.
Magnetite.
That's what I was going to say, but...
Cool.
Yeah.
You guys know lots of things.
Magnetite.
Yeah.
If you crush it into, like, little pebbles, it's magna-loose.
Ah!
Hey, guys, I'm sorry to interrupt, but
yeah,
get me out of this horrible moment.
But please laugh. My jokes. So, okay.
So, you were at TAM.
You're
not going this year?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Just go and hang out with us. You don't have to
go.
You don't even have to buy a ticket. Just come hang out in the...
You know what? I go to Vegas a lot, so I think I might.
If you're in Vegas when we're there, damn you if you don't come by.
Okay.
You gotta come hang out.
Yeah.
And,
as much as I would love to watch another million-dollar challenger be humiliated.
That's weird to watch, isn't
it's
it?
It's weird.
Really uncomfortable.
It's kind of awkward.
It's very awkward.
The Asian kid last year, right?
The Asian guy, in the shorts and tube socks.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, you'd think you'd get dressed
and
up.
And his claim, I'm trying to remember.
He could make people feel his energy.
Oh,
his claim.
Right.
And it was over in like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It was 25 or 30 minutes of setup.
Mm-hmm.
And then he stepped on the stage, and then it was done.
Yeah.
So it was. It's it's one of those things. It's not set up to be entertaining. It's set up to be
an actual test.
Is, yes. You're
test.
Watching science at work, and that is science at work, almost which is, as good as paint drying.
Yeah, it's painful at times, you know.
Especially when you've got a guy who seems like, and they all do, every time I've seen the Million Dollar Challenge, it seems like their whole life is hanging in this balance.
Yeah.
Emotionally.
Yeah.
That guy was really,
I really
They're very
wish.
Brave.
They are.
Yeah. So brave.
More brave than the psychics like John Edward and Long Island Medium, who won't even give it a shot. They won't even do it.
That's, because they know that they're fake. Fucking around. Yeah. But, like, it's there's this one, like, I almost said wonderful sadness. but there's this sadness about these people doing the test that it's like, no, you believe.
They all believe. I mean, that's
this is a thing.
One of the things that the board that is involved in putting these million-dollar challenges together does, they have to sift through insane numbers of insane people's insane claims. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And by that, I mean, there are really – everyone who ends up on that stage, or even if it's not a public one, everyone who ends up actually being put forth to be tested, they're deluded in some way.
Yeah.
That's the common denominator. And delusion has many stripes. So oftentimes, they're dealing with people who are insanely deluded. So they have to push them aside and not – and not – That you know, it's that's like picking on retarded kids. It's just bullshit.
I was part of the preliminary test.
Get out.
At TAM last year. Yeah. So I met the guy.
Oh,
so like the private preliminary test that happened.
Right. They got.
Oh, so you weren't part of it. Like you were entering it.
No.
They asked for people, volunteers, to be part of the scientific process.
Yeah, so this was in a private room. This was me and I think four other people, one of which they found on Craigslist, who was batshit insane. She was an absolute believer.
Okay.
Which is one of the things, I guess, as a scientific approach, you want to kind of look for.
Yeah.
Look for someone who's pro this.
So I was sitting in a room with these people, and he comes in, and we meet him, and he was just sort of, not really there, but like, I know that I can do this, and that was, he failed in the preliminary test.
Right.
So it was double hard for me to watch it, because it's like, well, he's going to fail again.
Yeah.
You know.
But entertainment. Jeff Schwartz says, how do you distinguish scam from delusion?
Well, first of all, my response to that, Jeff, is you don't have to. You really don't have to. It doesn't matter if you're deluded about your ability to drive drunk. If you've deluded yourself into thinking that you're a better driver under the influence of drugs or alcohol, and you get behind the wheel, the act is where what we have to focus on. The act of harming other people, putting other people at risk, taking people's money because you have a deluded view of what you can or can't do. Focus on the act, not on the delusion. You know? Whether or not someone is...
Right, because it's just a question of motivation, right?
Right. If someone thinks that they... that they can do something, and they're charging money for it, and they're wrong about what they can do, the charging money for that is where the scam happens. If someone doesn't think they can do something, and they put together a plan to bilk you of money, it's when they bilk you of money that you need to focus on. That's what we as skeptics should focus on. That's what the law should focus on. It doesn't matter if these folks are deluded, self-deluded, or whether or not they're scam artists. It just doesn't matter. That's my answer to that question. Please let me know if Jeff has a follow-up to that.
You can also, I just posted it on the wall, you can also see the video from last year's Million Dollar Challenge right on YouTube.
Sorry about that.
You can do that now.
Say that again.
You can see last year's Million Dollar Challenge video.
You put it on the wall.
Yeah, on YouTube.
Cool.
I have a question for the wall and for you guys. I like helping myself. So how does I don't spend very much time being skeptical. I don't go to a NAM or
TAM.
Tim.
I don't go to that.
NAMBLA.
I don't go to NAMBLA.
Do they have conventions?
They don't have refunds. And to make these plans. How does being skeptical benefit me?
You mean if you wanted to, as someone considering the possibility of becoming involved in the skeptic community?
Or just in general.
Or in general.
Or like, I don't even, if people ask me on the street if I'm a skeptic, I don't really say yeah. I'm just like,
atheists.
I don't know.
There are millions of atheists around the world, and no one will ever know they were atheists.
Right.
Hopefully, we will get people to be counted as a non-believing person during census and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that helps, grandly helps.
The movement.
The movement. Yeah. In the fight to keep religion, for example, out of politics and laws.
Yeah.
So the same is true about skeptics. There are millions of people around the world, millions of Americans, who are science-minded, science-based thinking people, but they're not activated to try to spread the word.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that can happen is if you're a scientist and you find that the processes of your work are being impinged upon by, say, the government saying that you can't do certain research because it's against God's law, right?
Yeah.
Using
stem cells,
for example, right there. That might activate a scientist to become an activist, a skeptic activist, and start going to these kinds of gatherings and getting involved in that way. So if you don't have a personal thing that's driving you, you might never become, air quotes, activated.
And people,
you know?
Some people who say that they're skeptics aren't really science-minded skeptics.
Right.
They're just like...
They just hate certain things.
They just, you know...
Well, no. There are people who believe we didn't land on the moon, and they think it's good to keep a skeptic view of things.
Right.
Mm. And that's not what skepticism is.
Right.
So you can say, I'm science-minded, instead of I'm a skeptic, because... Yeah.
Saying you don't trust anything
right.
based on conspiracy ideals is not being a skeptic. That's not what skeptical thinking is about.
Right.
So there's a different thing. It's very frustrating when that happens. Drives me nuts, actually.
Here's a thing.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd like to. I hate to interrupt you, but you're going to have to tell that in the premium version of the show. Because, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for the free version of episode 90. Another show that went off without a hitch. We miss you, Hitch. We'll be making the full 90 minutes available to our premium subscribers very soon. If you'd like to hear the full 90-minute show, please go to skepticallyyours.net/premium
and subscribe.
I want to thank our guest, Brett Loudermilk.
You did it.
Yay.
Scott Neri.
Okay, you're welcome.
And Rob the Balloon Guy.
Correct.
I also want to thank my co-host, Heather Henderscon. And our camera switcher, Ryan Margolak-Snagan. Tune in next week when our guest will be...
Oh, less talented. I'm sorry.
And our timing will be...
Much better.
Lack of talent.
Our theme music courtesy of the sound editor of The Aristocrats, Eric Wilson, and special thanks to our Wall of Reason moderator, Joseph Stephanie Swam, and our digital publicist and web guru, Cameron Katormson Winters.
I like that. Where can people find you, sir?
You can find me. My name is Scott Neri. You can find me on Instagram at ScottNery. That's it. I'm all over the place.
Right. Where can people find you, Mr. Loudermilk?
At Loudermilk.
Nice.
On Instagram.
That's easy. Where can people find you, sir?
Search for Rob the Balloon Guy.
It's easy.
That's double L and double O.
It's so funny. You'll find him or you'll find a story about a guy who was robbed. You've been listening to Skeptically Yours on SkepticallyYours.net. I'm your host, Emery.
And I'm Heather Henderson.
And we are Skeptically Yours. Skeptically Yours is a product of an ever-expanding universe.
Loudermilk.
That's Rob the Balloon Guy. There's only one.